This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 right here on the show. Get to our headlines this hour, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. We got an action-packed night here. You got the Heat. They're taking on the Celtics at 7 o'clock. You got the Panthers taking on the Carolina Hurricanes at 7 o'clock. And then, of course, tonight from the Kaseya Center, Jake Paul against Anthony Joshua. You going to tune in for that, Leroy?
I think I'm going to watch it.
A little looky-loo?
I'm more interested in seeing if it's legit, right? Because my question is, can we actually be shocked at not that Jake Paul wins, but just how he fights? Right? Like, could he put up some resistance? Because I can't see, like, he's been fighting old, broke-down boxers.
Yep.
And now he's going against a two-time heavyweight champ that's still fighting?
It's too much.
Right. Like, baby steps.
Too much. Appreciate the stones on him, but, I'm sure he's going to get paid handsomely, but I think it's a dangerous thing that's going to happen tonight. So that's that. So look excited though. We'll see what the atmosphere is like for that one. And then tomorrow.
You think this will be a lot of Astron?
Yes. Boxing.
Boxing brings a lot of Astron.
Ladies dressed to the nines to go to fights. I've been to the airport convention center and the ladies are dressing up for the fights, you know?
So we're going to get some Brits? Are we going to get some?
I don't know.
That's what I want to know.
Are
we going to get some rowdy Brits?
I don't know. I don't think we got like a Ricky Hatton situation. Like, I don't think there's like going to be a marching band there for AJ because, I mean, he's massive over there, but he's only fought in America once and it was an embarrassing loss. That's the thing is people are like, oh, do you think Jake, he's going to take a ball? I'm like, do you remember what the reaction was when he lost to Andy Ruiz? Who was a legitimate fighter? Very crazy upset, but people mocked the holy hell out of him for losing to the fat guy.
I have a question.
Although that fat guy got some good feet.
I have a question about that fat guy.
What's that?
Why, when he was boxing, he was fat? Now that he's not boxing anymore, he's in great shape.
Don't know.
Have you seen Andy Ruiz, Leroy?
Yeah, it looks really good.
No. I haven't seen him lately.
Leroy, he looks like he looks like he's in the shape that he should have been when he was boxing.
And I don't understand why he doesn't really fight that much anymore. But
he's in the best shape of his life.
I don't know, but that's one of those guys. Like he's always going to have that moment. You know, he's always going to have that moment. And everybody was really having one. It was crazy, obliterated AJ.
Who had a better moment? Him or Buster Douglas?
Oh, Buster Douglas from Buster Douglas was in Japan. So like it was one of these things I don't think anybody even thought it was a possibility.
I think, yeah.
But that's one of those things where you just talk about the biggest upsets in sports, everybody thinks Buster Douglas. It's like I don't think the Andy Ruiz knockout is synonymous with that.
But if you think of Mike Tyson's career and how it unfolded,
yep,
right, it was coming
for sure.
Do you look at it as just being Buster Douglas was just Johnny on the spot?
Well, he was super motivated on that too because his mother died before that fight, right? He was in one of those modes where he was training. Because Andrew Ruiz, one of the things with him is, you talk about the discipline. Like, he was fresh off of a fight to go into that AJ fight. And, you know, I forgot who he replaced. Was it Parker he replaced? AJ was supposed to fight somebody else for that Madison Square Garden fight. So he stepped in, and he was in shape. He was in good shape. For the rematch, he wasn't. You could just see, like, he partied his ass off being the champion of the world.
Happens. But and being around football, you see bad bodies with incredible athletic ability. And Ruiz, that dude has some good feet.
Good feet, good hands.
Jarrett
good
Miller.
Feet, good hands.
Jarrell Miller.
Jarrell Miller, that's right. Jarrell Miller popped. That's a cheeseburger. Mm. he popped for PEDs, and so they went to Ruiz.
Oh, so they went they went from the pill popper to the
yeah.
to the pie eater. I get it.
So, yeah, so I don't, like, this is the first time he's fought in America since then. I don't know if that's, like, I don't know if that's had the draw. Because I'll tell you, like, it was rumored the Tank fight wasn't selling that great. And Tank sells. So I don't know if this is a Jake Paul thing or what, like, why this isn't selling to the level it is. Because I don't
know what the crazy thing about it is, especially in boxing, Brit's only selling Brit.
Nah, I mean, like, Ricky Hatton came over here and was a monster, like, so, and can bring a fan base.
You got some, I mean,
and it's an East Coast.
Besides
thing.
All the crazy people we saw with Connor, holy smokes!
Oh yeah, all the Irish people that came over here.
Oh my! God.
But I don't know. I don't know if it's Jake Paul fatigue. I don't know if because, like, look, was his last fight the Tyson fight, or did he do a fight between then? Let's Jake see. Paul.
That was the.
Was that the last thing they did? Because maybe that turned a lot of people off and they weren't into it. I'm not sure.
No, he fought Julio Cesar Chavez on June 28, 2020.
Oh, yeah. And nobody cared about that.
No, nobody cared.
And nobody cared about that.
I think if he would have had this fight three fights ago, right? I think the interest would have been there.
I think
if you keep fighting all these same types of guys and we see the outcome over and over again,
right,
then everybody just tuned out, and that's kind of what happened.
Yeah, look, ton of people will tune in tonight because it's free, it's on Netflix, it's gonna get a lot of eyeballs, because what else, you're gonna watch the playoff game, then you're gonna flip on your Netflix, you're gonna watch Jake Paul get obliterated. But paying your hard-earned money to go see this, why that hasn't necessarily translated, I don't really know. I don't have an answer for that.
I mean, Jake Paul, I mean, he might be a celebrity, and the internet seems a sensation, but mm-hmm. It's not like people are really going to be spending money to go see him.
I guess not. Yeah. But
Sometimes, though, Vlad, I would say this. I've been to, like, even before I started going with Tobin, I've been to some fights, and sometimes it's not even about the fight.
The spectacle.
Right? Yeah.
There's no spectacle here.
When Jake Paul first started doing it, it was the spectacle. And when you keep having the same results with the same kind of, like, predictable outcome, the spectacle lost its luster.
Yeah, because it's like,
not necessarily the fight.
I don't think it's fixed, but I think the general public feels like it's going to go one of two ways. He should either lose in 30 seconds or it's fixed. And so I don't know what that is as far as, like, people wanting to buy tickets to go see that. I don't know.
Exactly. Now, what Jake Paul also, and people don't pay attention, Jake Paul usually puts on, the card, mm-hmm. has some good fights on it. So, like, by the time he fights, you've had some good.
Yeah, it's a good card. It's Alicia Baumgartner's in the co-main. She's fighting 3-minute rounds, and then I mean, you got Anderson Silva fighting Tyron Woodley, two UFC legends going at it, which should be fun. I saw Anderson Silva. I remember watching Anderson Silva at the Hard Rock when he knocked out Tito Ortiz into the ring post. Ooh. It was a rough watch. He's 50. I can't believe Anderson Silva's 50. Crazy. Big matchup tomorrow. Canes, Texas A&M. Nick Saban was on Pat McAfee yesterday throwing out accusations at the Aggies. This is what he had to say.
You know, I did more complaining to the SEC office. It was more than complaining that I don't really want to say on this show about this is the noisiest place. Plus, they pipe in noise.
Whoa!
Right, they pipe in noise. I mean, and you can't hear yourself think when you're playing out there. And it is a huge advantage when they play at home, especially for their defense, especially getting off the spot. Makes it really difficult for the offensive line. But the one thing that I think Miami can get under center and they can run the ball, that might be helpful to be able to settle them down from a noise standpoint. But if you have to go on silent count in this game, which you probably will, especially if you're in the gun, it's going to be a huge advantage for A&M's defense.
It was Nick Saban yesterday.
Okay. All that's fine and great. But you work and practice all year on crowd noise. And it doesn't matter how loud it is. You have signals. You have silent counts. Every team does it. So whether it's we can barely hear, keep in mind, when you go to silent count or signals, you don't know how loud it's going to be. Right? There's not, it's above this amount of decibels, less silent count, guys. No, you go into a game preparing for it all week. So no matter how loud it is, your hand gestures or your silent count, it shouldn't matter. But I tell you what, you know what gets a crowd, you know what gets a crowd real quiet? He's right. You start ramming that football down their throat, and they go, oh, no,
yep.
We getting manhandled. It gets real quiet.
Every fan base is this. Like, this, if you can get your fan base sitting on their hands and anxious, you can take them out of it. Like, there's very few fan bases that are going to be, like, raving and crazy no matter what the situation is for their team.
Correct. So it's a weird thing that him, of all people, would say, as much work as you put in, on silent count, you work at it all year, even in camp. They'll come pipe music in to the indoor facility and make it way too loud. We, in Minnesota, we used to go in the indoor facility and they would crank the music loud, disgusting, loud music, not cool music.
Rockville.
For a whole practice, even with like warm-ups, the coaches would give signals. So you got used and accustomed to playing a game and being on the field where you didn't have to talk.
I'm excited about it. I can't wait for tomorrow.
What do you think about tonight's game? Because to be honest with you, I'm like, Oklahoma's okay.
Yeah, right? Alabama was beating that ass against them, except they don't turn the ball over.
Right. And Alabama, but here's the other thing. Alabama might be the worst that they've been, even though they're in the playoff. They all year they haven't been that good.
No, they were good.
They've won some games, but they haven't been that good.
No way.
It's kind of like the post Nick Saban version of them too. Like it doesn't feel like the consistency is quite there. Like maybe the tops stuff is there, but you don't have like the letdowns seem like they're a lot more frequent ever since DeBoer's taken over.
Right.
So it's only been 2 years.
Ask Alabama fan.
And guess what? They said the same thing when Nick Saban took over.
Dude.
Because he wasn't good his first year.
They were good. They were going nuts last year because they lost to Vanderbilt. And Vanderbilt's been pretty respectable the last couple of years. But they made it seem like they lost to – I mean, it's not like Mario losing to Middle Tennessee.
Except for their crybaby quarterback.
Oh, yeah. He is a big baby. Pavia.
Yeah.
He did cry.
What's that bowl he's going? He goes, I look forward to one more ride with you guys at the Capital One Mowers Bowl. Take a break. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I don't like that the Hard Rock app's getting hip to my Carter Verhaeghe game.
No, it's
I guess 9 goals in 11 games will do that for you. Cats got the Carolina Hurricanes tonight as they look to keep rolling. 7 o'clock is your puck drop from Ameren Bank Arena. Then tomorrow, they got the St. Louis Blues. So, nice little homestand here for the Cats. Heater out on the road. They got Boston tonight. They got the New York Knicks coming up on Sunday. So, we got an action-packed weekend here, folks. You got both your teams in action tonight. You got the Canes tomorrow afternoon. You got the Dolphins Sunday afternoon. And you got the Heat and Knicks coming up on Sunday night. So
you think they're going to the nudie bar after the Boston game again?
Oh, the Han?
The Han?
The Han.
Maybe. Maybe that's what they got. Horny people
Everybody
only at Han.
Legal age?
Not Kasparis. Now they got a tradition.
Is he traveling?
He played last night.
Look at Nico's
face. No, that don't mean nothing.
Oh, you're talking about Nico. Is Nico traveling?
No, I meant Kasparis.
Yeah, Kasparis is traveling. They need him. They need him. They don't have many guards. I think he's getting a little bit of Runsky. Simone Fontecchio, by the way, had a nice little bounce back last night. So we'll get that all for you this weekend, and plenty of that action you'll be able to hear right here. We'll get you ready for Dolphins and Bengals and Sadio Burro. That'll get going at 1 o'clock from Hard Rock Stadium. Game Day on Sensor starts at 9 a.m. Leroy, can we get a weather update brought to us by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems? Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
Why, certainly. Let's get over to the window play. It is right over where I am. It's probably mostly cloudy. But I would say it's partly cloudy in most of South Florida. Winds are coming out of the west. Hold on, I'm trying to see west, southwest, or just straight west. No, take that back.
I feel like these birds angry.
Coming out of the west, maybe northwest. Hard to see with the trees. Winds are blowing at 10 to 15 miles an hour, and I would say it's right around 80 degrees, 75 to 80 degrees. It's been breezy the last couple of days, so those of you golfing, you got to go out there and hit the little worm burner.
81 degrees. Good. 81 degrees. Wind is 7 miles per hour. Gust 13 miles per hour, and it's blowing southwest.
He's a golfer. He's a golfer, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it's good.
Sometimes, see, there's a whole bunch of clouds. It's hard to see the cloud movement.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to follow like one cloud, and it's hard to tell which direction it was going. But
speaking of golf, the Myrtle Beach Bowl is going on right now. Not competitive.
Fam. What are we doing?
What is there, three people at that game?
Leroy, not only is it three people.
Mom and them.
Mom and them, right? It's Myrtle Beach at 11 a.m. Who's going to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina on a Friday?
Isn't it chilly up there?
Yes! It's 21-0, by the way. Western Michigan against Kennesaw State.
And Western Michigan's up big.
Wait, you know, they're both. Isn't Kennesaw State in Michigan, too?
Yeah, I guess.
From Michigan?
I don't know. I guess. I mean, you know.
I think so.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It's not off to a great start. Have you ever golfed at Myrtle Beach? Isn't that like a big golf spot?
It's a nice golf spot. Where's that? What's that?
South Carolina.
No. Yeah, what's it called? The golf course.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, it's in Georgia.
No, it's in Georgia, they said.
Huh?
Yeah, because there's a city in Kennesaw. No, see, Smithy, Kennesaw is in Atlanta, you idiot. There's a Kennesaw, Michigan. So, sorry, buddy, that I thought maybe it was there.
I thought that was I thought it was next to Zach Seeler's school.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Wait, here, Kennesaw, Michigan.
It's all right, dude. We don't need to.
Who cares about it?
We believe you.
We
believe you.
We don't care
about
this bowl game. We don't care about it.
It's not important. But yes, right now Myrtle Beach Bowl is it's a runaway right now. There's a lot of people on the sidelines.
I'm upset. I didn't know there was a game at 11 a.m. I would have started gambling. But
there's a lot of this is a degenerate's paradise. They're like, what action we get tonight?
No, but there's another game at 2 p.m. So this is a degenerate day. You have a lot of gambling to do.
Oh, so this is the home of the Chanticleers. Is that where they play?
I would
Coastal Carolina.
I would believe so.
All right.
So they're going to do...
Oh, yeah, there's nobody at that
game. You see that?
There's nobody at that game. They just showed the crowd. There's nobody there.
Yeah. So they're basically going to... they're basically going to have football games all day today, and you might recognize one or two schools.
Yep, probably.
Oh, they said 61 degrees in Myrtle Beach. It's still
That's
cold.
That's good football weather.
We got, after this... The Union Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl.
In Texas?
Oh.
It's got to be in Texas, right? What do you get? What kind of gifts do you give kids?
Let me tell you. Hold on. I'm going to give you a little breakdown right now.
Are they going to give me a tax?
I played in two different bowls. I played in three Rose Bowls, and I played in a Hall of Fame game against Alabama.
That was down here, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What did you get?
Let me tell you something about that Hall of Fame package.
Nothing.
Not the same. A couple hundred bucks, a couple of t-shirts, little bag.
Where were you staying?
Rose Bowl, sweatsuit.
Wow.
Shoes. You got something in your locker every day.
Well, that's a Memphis and NC State. It's in Tampa. It's at Raymond James Stadium.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not bad. At least you get to play. Like a lot of these now, what's cool about some of it is that some of these guys get to play in stadiums that are much bigger than the ones they normally play in. Right? So, like, right now, when you're talking about Tulane and you're talking about, who's the other one? James Madison. Is it James Madison?
Yeah.
They going to play, James Madison probably play in front of 25,000. Tulane plays in front of maybe 40.
Yeah, but they're going to go into 70,000 of raving or 100,000 raving fans. Not of theirs.
At least.
Not of theirs, though. They're going to enemy territory. So, yeah.
Well, you have to, I think, You have to have, I think, 10,000, 10 to 15,000 of, you know, visitor tickets. So you'll have a nice little corner.
Lights little corner in Eugene is that's nothing,
dude. I remember I played in the Rose Bowl.
That's like Where's Waldo. That's like a Where's Waldo.
Yeah, I played in Arizona State. We played against Arizona State in the first Rose Bowl I went to, and the crazy thing about it is, they were yelling ASU, and Michigan fans were yelling Let's Go Blue. We couldn't tell who the hell anybody was cheering for. Like, man, we got a lot of fans. We go, hey, jackass, they saying ASU.
I mean, you would tell who's rooting ASU and Go Blue by the colors of their
No. But I'm just saying, when you hear it.
Oh, I mean, I'm just saying, yeah, you're going to hear it. But, I mean, if you take a look at who's yelling, you see red and gold going ASU.
In those big bowls, in like the Rose Bowl or whatever, it's 50-50, dude. Mm.
You want some of the gifts?
It's they half the tickets go either way, and it's the Rose Bowl. Oh, yeah.
What do you get for the Gasparilla?
I don't have Gasparilla. I have the Kinder's Texas Bowl and the Scooter's Coffee Frisco Bowl.
Oh, you getting coffee.
Do you get a scooter?
You definitely getting coffee at the Scooter's Coffee.
Well, at Texas Bowl, players and coaches receive a personalized cowboy hat with uniform number and initials from the hat store. At the Frisco Bowl.
Yeah, you might as well give it to Leroy so he can go to his Christmas party.
Similar personalized Justin cowboy hat. It's been done every year since 2017.
That's weak.
Hey.
That's weak sauce.
Stop making fun of my outfit.
Listen, you want to go bedazzled? You could have your own hat named. Named hat. It said Leroy.
I have been told that I'm going to have fun.
That's sad when you're told that you're going to have fun.
Hey, Tobin.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Keep a good disposition.
Yeah.
Wait, do you remember the Blockbuster Bowl? What did you get for the Blockbuster Bowl? Blockbuster videos? Like a year free membership?
A card?
Some of that popcorn.
You know they ain't going to give you no movies. You got to bring them back.
Oh, man, when you got that laminated Blockbuster membership
card. Oh, that was big. That was better than the library card.
All right, we'll take a break. We got week 16 of
Isn't
the NFL
that,
season.
Wayne Huizenga started that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Week 16 of the NFL season's coming on up. We'll tickle Leroy's fancy next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Oh, you fancy, huh? You fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh?
It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's fancy. We'll go around the week 16 NFL slate. Are you ready, Leroy Horde?
I am.
We'll start it off. We got some NFL action on Saturday. That starts this week.
Really?
Saturday. The Philadelphia Eagles at 9-5 visit the Washington Commanders. 6 o'clock? Or is it 5 o'clock? 5 o'clock, excuse me. Philadelphia is a 7-point road favorite. Tickle your fancy?
No.
Fancy not tickled.
You know why.
No Jaden Daniels?
Well, if you weren't going to Rhinestone Cowboy party.
Oh, you go to Rhinestone Cowboy.
No, you're a good husband.
No.
Now, Leroy, if you want to leave that Rhinestone Cowboy, I have a way for you to leave. You can show your
tattoo. No, because the Canes game is at 12.
No, after the Canes game. What if you showed him your football injuries?
I live right across the street.
They're aware.
Oh, they seen your toes.
Well, maybe while you're there, Leroy. Maybe while you're there, at 8:20. Mm-hmm. The Green Bay Packers visit the Chicago Bears. Chicago's a 1.5-point favorite. Is that game tickle your fancy?
Chicago is a favorite.
Yeah, Green Bay lost slight. Micah Parsons last Sunday.
That's true.
Are you still gonna be at the party?
If you weren't at the party, would your fancy be tickled?
Yeah,
my fancy is tickled.
Like, there's a couple of teams in the league. Tell me if you agree or not that. Although they're having success, you're still like, I don't know. And Chicago's one of those teams.
Very good. We go over to Sunday from Hard Rock Stadium. The Cincinnati Bengals visit Quinn Ewers and the Miami Dolphins. Cincinnati's a 4.5-point road favorite. Take it your fancy, Leroy?
Yeah, I want to see what.
My fancy is tickled.
The cool thing about this is, contrary to popular belief, Quinn Ewers starting when we've seen him play a little bit in the past is going to be an indictment on the coaching staff. Because if he looks like he did 3 months ago, then we can come to some kind of conclusion that what are they doing?
Yep.
Right? And so while I understand why the move is being made, and I get it, and I understand why they ain't going to Zach Wilson, who seems like he is doing absolutely nothing to play football.
He's just confused. That's what he says.
If Quinn Ewers doesn't go out there and look much better, a lot better, than he did when he played in the past, then we're going to look right at the coaching staff.
Sure.
So we can say what we want about Tua or Quinn or the offense or whatever. This is a test, not of Quinn Ewers, of the coaching staff and what they have done with him to this point.
Also going on at 1 o'clock. The New York Jets.
Nope.
Fancy not tickled.
Fair enough.
Vlad Fancy ain't tickled either.
I want them to lose.
It's a big matchup. It's a tank game.
Yeah, how do we feel about a fan who will fight and ride or die for their team, even suggesting I hope my team loses?
Because I want Mendoza.
I understand that, but it just seems weird. to me.
Oh, I understand that, but yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's right. Jets Saints, so it's a critical
Jets,
one.
Jets Saints.
It's a big one. It's a big one.
The Saints haven't been playing terrible the last few weeks.
Yes, but they're still 4-10, so this would tie up the record. This is if the Jets win, they could blow it.
They're going to win by 40.
On the road.
On the road. I mean, listen, playing in New Orleans is no big deal right now. I'm going to just throw that out there.
The Buffalo Bills at 10-4 visit the Cleveland Browns. Buffalo's a 10.5-point road favorite.
My fancy has to be tickled. I'm not tickled. This is like...
My fancy is tickled.
Probably be some bad weather.
Could we get... Yeah, it's probably going to be ugly.
Maybe it's a letdown game.
Well, maybe.
Because after that win last week...
Classic look-ahead game.
That was something special last week.
For sure. The Kansas City Chiefs, Mahomesless...
RVA Richie said it the best. Fancy under duress.
Yep. The Kansas City Chiefs visit the Tennessee Titans, Leroy. Casey's a 3-point road favorite. Tickle your fancy?
So, Kansas City is only a 3-point favorite?
Mahomes not playing.
Against Mahomes
Tennessee?
Is done.
Mahomes not playing.
Minshew.
It's still Tennessee. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Wow. It's Minshew. That's what we're doing.
Yep.
I mean, you think Chris Jones and Kelsey are playing?
Yeah.
Pack it up. What are they playing for?
Season. Like, as excited as I want to see Cam Ward and some of the things that he's done with absolutely no talent, right? Some of the plays that he's made running for his life. It's a hard pass for me. My
Fair enough.
Is not tickled. Yeah.
What about the LA Chargers at 10-4 visiting the Dallas Cowboys? Does that game tick your fancy?
Dallas is eliminated, right? Or not quite?
Oh, they'll be eliminated if
Slim hopes.
Philadelphia beats Washington. The only way they can get in the playoffs is if they win the division.
Division.
They can't
right.
get in wild card.
I'm interested to like the Chargers are another one of those teams. Like they keep winning. But every week, I say to myself, I don't see it.
Every week?
Yeah.
Should have been the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins.
Vlad, I ain't going to say that I said that.
Well, the guy who doesn't like the quarterback who's now benched by the Dolphins, he's the defensive coordinator of the Minnesota Vikings.
They've got a worse record than the Dolphins.
No, they don't. They got the same record, I think.
Same record?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. They won last weekend and was in a shocker.
Well, they are visiting the New York Giants. Is that game tickle your fancy?
No.
This
fancy
one.
Fancy not tickled.
This one's juicy. The mediocre division bowl.
The Tampa?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, I loved it.
At 7-7. Visit the Carolina Panthers at 7-7. And Tampa's a 3-point road favorite.
Wow.
Tickle your fancy?
Yeah. Yeah, it's something
my about. My fancy is tickled.
It's something about division lead, regardless of what the record is, that gets you a little excited because it means something.
Yep. What about the Jacksonville Jaguars at 10-4? Visit the Denver Broncos at 12-2. Denver's a 3.5-point favorite. That's at 4:05 that game.
That's it? Denver's on the road or at home?
At home.
At Denver.
They must like Jacksonville.
My fancy is tickled.
I like that one too. Like, is Denver plays a lot of close games.
So does
Jackson. Is that going to come back to bite them in the butt, or is just one of those years where we're going to look at it at the end of the year and we're going to say, wow, they got this far and they had a whole bunch of one score games?
I don't know.
They just win.
Yeah.
You got, Falcons at Cardinals.
That's the J Fig Bowl. Both birds can die.
At 4:25, the Houston Texans host the Las Vegas Raiders. They are 14.
Nope.
Okay.
How is that at 4:00?
Well, at just time. That's what they're doing it at. 14.5 points is the spread in that one. The Pittsburgh Steelers at 8-6 visit the Detroit Lions.
Ooh, that's
at 425. Detroit is a touchdown favorite at home. Does that game tickle your fancy, Leroy?
Wow, yes.
My fancy is tickled.
So they, I mean, between the AFC North and the NFC South, they just looking at those two divisions as just tickled divisions, right? They don't look at anybody coming out of that to be any serious.
Unless, yeah, nobody believes in the Bears.
Well, nobody believes. No, I'm talking about the AFC North.
Oh, I'm sorry, the AFC. Yeah, the AFC. Right. The AFC North is been rough.
One team's coming out of those both divisions.
Right.
The division winners representing the playoffs.
Right. Correct. Divisions. And I mean, has there been a division like the NFC South that has produced more 500 or less division winners in the last 15 years?
It's the weirdest division in football because there's a ton of last to firsts. That's like a big thing for them. It's a very, very strange ecosystem there. Finally, we got our primetime games, Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
This, of course, was supposed to be Dolphins and Bengals. It got flexed out for this matchup. The New England Patriots at 11-3 visit your former Baltimore Ravens, who are 7-7, fighting for their playoff lives. Baltimore's a 3-point favorite at home on Sunday Night Football. Does that game tickle your fancy,
the
Leroy?
Disrespect amongst the gamblers out there.
What do you mean the disrespect?
Your standard 3-point favorite.
Huh?
They basically saying if this was a neutral site game, it would be a pick 'em.
I mean, you seen the way Baltimore has played football lately?
They've won, what, 6 out of the last 8 games?
All right.
I mean, they're coming out of a shutout. They just shut out the Bengals.
A lot of Browns and Jets in that run, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same way in the 4 in a row by the Dolphins. What are we talking about? Like, how are we going to do this?
Basically, we call that the Miami Dolphins stretch of your season.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm just saying to do this.
They've had a tasty run to get back that record.
Well, guess what?
All right.
They'll be in first place after this Sunday night.
And then finally.
Monday night
football.
My fancy is tickled.
The 10-4 San Francisco 49ers. Take on Old Man Rivers and the Indianapolis Colts. San Francisco is a 5.5-point road favorite in Indy.
I'm intrigued just because you want to do this right here, but then you keep going.
I'm so excited.
Here's the thing. So I did.
You keep looking.
I did the research, Leroy. Guess who's last in sacks in the league?
49ers?
The San Francisco 49ers are last.
You know what's crazy, though?
I mean, they've had a lot of injuries, but you would never think a Robert Saleh team would be last in sacks.
I said this last week, and I'm going to say it again this week. We all looking at this team, you know, because Phillip Rivers is old as hell, right? But this team is good on the offensive, defensive line. They can run the ball well. So they can kind of work around Phillip Rivers and just have him be competent.
Just don't ask him to throw.
They win or lose is not going to be because of Phillip Rivers. It's going to be because of their offensive defensive lines. And that's why I said, you know what? I take them again. 5.5?
Yeah.
Give me that 5.5.
I'm taking the Niners. This Phillip Rivers
storybook.
Hey, you don't think he's going to get a little juice from the crowd?
Oh, he don't get juice from the crowd. Hey. And then you're going to get juiced up when somebody hits him.
Hey, no lie. When you get older, there is no juice. You just.
It's all pulp.
That's a point.
It's like.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show.
Point four.
Get you caught up with your headlines back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.